Ne më shoqë se zoti bie për të kulturën e min, ndënim dhe fatër dhe sa ndoli spirit on one God amen today is the 17th day of the blessed month of the Paramah Horeb. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the righteous Lazarus, the beloved of Lord Jesus Christ, departed. He was the brother of Martha and Mary. He was anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair. When Lazarus fell sick, the sisters sent to the Lord Christ, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was to magnify the miracle. Then after this, he said to the disciple, "Let us go to Judah again." The disciples told him, "Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake up him." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." When the Lord came to Bethany, which is nearby Jerusalem, he stood before the tomb and said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and prayed. Then he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." That was there to manifest the reality of his death, so no one would think that this was deception with previous arrangement, for that the miracle was magnified and many believed. The prayer of this righteous be with us. Amen. On this day also the church celebrated the commemoration of the Saint George the Ascetic, Blasius and Martyr, and Amba Joseph the Bishop. May their praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year of 1615 AM, the great father Amba Basilius, Metropolitan of Jerusalem, departed. This father was born in the village of Eldaba, Farshut country, the province of Enna. For righteous parents, they nursed him with the milk of righteousness since his young age, as they taught him reading and writing, so he grew on loving perfection and moral excellence. When he was 25 years old, he went to the monastery of St. Antonius and put on the monastic garb in the year of 1559 AM. He persevered in worshipping and asceticism, and because he was adorned with righteousness and pity, they ordained him priest in the year 1565 AM, and archpriest as a hegumen in the year of 1568 AM. Then they appointed him as abbot for the monastery. He managed the monastery well with gentleness, wisdom, and meekness that made his blessed Amba Carolus to ordain him metropolitan for Jerusalem and the parishes that were attached to him. El Kalubeya and Sharaya and Dagaleya and El Gharbeya, Suez, Dumyat, and Bursaid. He had shown prudence in managing the affairs of these parishes that made him the center of admiration and pride to the Copts.
All his efforts were dedicated for the building of churches all over his parish, buying and renovating properties in Jaffa and Jerusalem. He was loved by all the people of Syria and Palestine, regardless of their religion or political persuasion, especially the rulers of Jerusalem. For his wise policy and straight morals, during his days, a dispute aroused from the Ethiopians where they claimed their own ownership for the monastery of Al Sultan in Jerusalem. Because of this father and his vigilance, they could not establish an ownership for the monastery. He attended the enthronement of Pope Demetrius II, the 111th, and Pope Kirill V, and the 112th. He spent his days in continuous effort for what was good for his people and departed in peace. May praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also the church commemorates the martyrdom of Sidhom Bishai in Dumyat on the 17th of Baramhotep, the year of 1565. He endured the torture of the name for the Lord Christ, and his martyrdom made the rising of the cross during the Christian funeral procession openly, for it was forbidden before. This martyr was a clerical employee in the government of the port of Dumyat during the days of Muhammad Ali Pasha, the governor of Egypt. A revolt of mobs in the port arose. They seized Sidhom Bishai and accused him falsely, and that he cursed Islam and witnessed against him before the righteous judge, a low, uncivilized person and a donkey driver. The judge decided either he would forsake his faith or be killed. He wiped him and he then sent him to the governor of the city. After the governor had examined his case, he issued the same judgment against him as the judge did. Sidhom was steadfast in his Christian faith, not caring to be killed. They whipped, dragged him on his face down the stairs in the governor's palace. Then they put him on a buffalo facing the tail and went around with him in the streets of the city, insulting and degrading him. The Christians in the city became afraid and locked themselves in their houses. The mob continued to insult him and tortured him in different ways until he was about to deliver his soul. So they brought him to the door of his house and left him there. His family went out and brought him inside, and 5 days later he departed to heaven. His departure was a great martyrdom, and the Christians counted him among the holy martyrs. They gathered regardless of their denomination and joined in his funeral in the celebration that there was nothing like it before. The Christians carried their arms, and the priest put on their vestments, headed by the archpriest Yusuf Mikhail, who was the head of the Coptic congregation in Dumyat, and accompanied by the priest of the other denomination. They marched in his funeral in the street of the city, and in front of him the deacons carrying the banners of the cross. And they arrived to the church where they prayed the funeral rites. The people went on objecting this reprehensible and painful incident and talking about the patience and endurance of the different kinds of torture in silence and steadfastness of Sidhom martyr. The prominent people of the Christian community in Dumyat deliberated as who to avoid these incidents in the future. They decided to ask the council of the foreign countries to mediate with the ruler of the country and the Pope of the Patriarch of the Copts, and sent to them detailed reports. Mr. Mikhail Tsurur, the official representative of 7 countries in Dumyat, was in charge of this mediation. The ruler of Egypt was concerned about this incident and sent 2 official representatives to examine the case. So they reported the inquiry, and they realized the injustice and the ill treatment that befell the great martyr, and convicted the judge and the governor of their wrongdoing, stripped them from their honor, then exiled them. They asked as a goodwill and to confer the people to allow the raising of the cross publicly before the Christian funerals, and the ruler allowed that in Dumyat. This was allowed later and all over the country during the papacy of Pope Kirill IV, the blessing of this great martyr be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ibrahim,